Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm actually pretty okay that they're this open about it, and the fact that, quite frankly, like I don't know you should need Darius to beat Indy, at least early in the series.
Well, you Ty Jerome truthers are going to get your wish out there, and I hate that that war has become that. It's become Darius versus Ty Jerome in a way that makes you almost throw Ty Jerome down, and I don't love that development because I want to love Ty Jerome, and I want to think he's awesome at basketball, and I think that whole conversation stinks.
I just am not going to choose between two of my favorite players. I'm just not going to do it. And eventually, 3 years down the road, maybe 2 years down the road, maybe the Cavs have to make a business decision, but like, no, I'm not doing that today. Not in the middle of the playoffs.
Well,
I mean, we have
it on the list for 440, don't we? I don't know what we're going to do there.
I mean, we're going to have the conversation, the segment of Cavs fans.
I thought you were shutting down the convo completely. I wasn't sure.
The segment of Cavs fans who want to have a dramatic conversation like that in the midst of the playoffs made me wonder if you're just bored with like the Cavs' success.
No, they might be at this point because the Cavs have just been so dominant, there hasn't been much else to talk about. And so they're like, wait. Everyone told us we could talk Cavs basketball when the postseason happened, and we're not talking Cavs basketball, so here's this.
Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel!
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
Yesterday, we found that Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Albrecht was fined $100,000 by the NFL for leaving a tablet open, which allowed his rambunctious 21-year-old son Jax to copy down Shedeur Sanders' phone numbers and others' phone numbers, which led to the Shaprank, which has a lot of people talking hot takes and a lot of anger and a lot of harumps out there. Well, Mary-Kate Cabot was on with them on the boys earlier today and said that wouldn't fly with her.
I'm glad that they came down so hard on the Falcons and their defensive coordinator. I was trying to think yesterday, what if it was my son that did that? I honestly would be setting up some kind of a payment plan as soon as he got out of college for him to work off that $100,000. There's just no way that I would let that kid get away with not paying the bulk of that money.
All right. So what's funny about this is Jeff Albrecht makes $1.6 million a year.
Yeah. That's not the point, though.
And he has had, well, no, I'm just saying, like, $100,000 out of $1.6 million is it's a hit, but it's maybe not as much of a hit. Should Jeff Albrecht make Jax repay the money to him personally?
I thought about this when I heard Mary Kay discussing it, what I would do if it was my child. The problem with the whole scenario is your kid gets your inheritance. So if you only have one child, does he have more than one kid or not? I don't know.
I think he does. I think they have like four kids.
All right, then it does matter. It matters for the other kids as far as the inheritance is concerned.
Why don't you just take it out of the inheritance?
Well, that is an option you could do for sure. Yeah. But like ultimately, the kid's going to inherit millions of dollars from his DC coordinator, the coordinator that has made millions upon millions in his NFL career. It's a weird way of saying DC coordinator, but I realized how that didn't work well. It's like saying Mac conference was one of those scenarios.
I was going to let you have it.
Oh, so the point is though, like, what are you really accomplishing there? You're making him give back money at a time when he desperately needs money to off, like, to, you know, start his life, start his existence.
Oh, that's
what
you
also
punish him.
Well, you also can't let him get away with it, right? So it's I wouldn't do it because I just feel so about kids at 21, 22 needing every dollar they possibly can get, because I know how hard it is at 21 or 22 and not having a lot of money. So I wouldn't do it because of that, but I get the sentiment behind it.
I think making him repay all the money is the ultimate hard-ass move, and I just don't see it. I think there are ways to be a good parent without bankrupting your 21-year-old kid.
You know what it's like. I think it's because me and you both know what it's like at that age to be just that broke and be like, we both tried to start radio careers and be like, that's not great. If I had to send $400 a month to my mom, it would have been brutal.
Also, like, let's run this back. It is a harmless prank. No one physically got hurt in this. Shador's feelings got hurt for about 5 minutes, and then he moved on with his life. It's ridiculous that the dad should have gotten fined $100,000 in the first place. Oh, by the way, you putting it all on your kid is a wild move, because even though I think the security breach stuff is absolute clown show, you did leave your tablet open, dog. Like, you earned about 75% of that. $100,000 fine, but putting it all on your kid, even though he might be irresponsible and a little bit of a jag, not great parenting yourself.
Before we get to the next story, can I tell you, I think I solved the entire solution, and I don't know why it took me 5 days to think about it, but as Mary Kay was talking earlier today, I was like, this is the answer. Why isn't every single call just a FaceTime call? And so, like, they tell them ahead of time, you're going to get a FaceTime. And if you get a regular call, that's not good. But if you get a FaceTime, obviously, you'll know it's Stefanski, you'll know it's Barry, because they'll be on the other end of the FaceTime, and it shuts out all of this.
I like that.
Right? Yeah. Like, I couldn't find any sort of reason why that wouldn't work moving forward. NFL, you're welcome for that one.
Although we're like 3 years away from being able to call somebody successfully as somebody else because of AI. So there's that.
Omaha! One more with as we continue with the story of the week. Jordan Hudson is back in the news, and I only bring this up.
You know, she's attractive, guys. Don't know if anybody's pointing that one out.
You seem to think so.
some days.
So we talked about Miami and the sex shop in Miami.
Yeah.
The newest development out of this is that she's amassed a $9 million real estate portfolio since dating Belichick.
Yep.
And they're like, all right, well, where did she come from? Maybe she's got money of her own. Well, they've dug deeper. Hudson was raised in Maine to parents who ran a fishing business that went bankrupt after their business was closed in 2000. Her mom then moves to Provincetown, where she now manages a sex toy shop and museum.
Okay.
So she manages a sex museum in Provincetown. I have no idea if it's any better than the Miami sex shop, but apparently... Not only is it related to Jordan Hudson, they're everywhere.
So there's it's a Massachusetts?
Provincetown, yes. Have you ever been to Provincetown? I've been to Provincetown.
No, I've not.
It's a nice town. It is a...
Hey, where you got the Benoit balls?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What?
I was just trying to say it like I'm from Boston. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the one I thought I could say on air.
Let me tell you a quick
Provincetown. Trying to think of the other things.
So Provincetown is largely known for its gay community. That's what it's like largely known. I went with my mom, and I didn't know this at the time, right? And I go with my mom because my mom had a friend that was living in Provincetown. And it's a beautiful town. It's a very beautiful town. That's all I'm going to say about Provincetown.
Okay. I felt like that was a little bit of my
head. Well, in my head, I realized that's about as much of the story as I need to tell, I guess. It's a beautiful town.
So my Uncle Richard.
It seems like the type of town that would have a sex toy shop and museum. It definitely does, though.
So my Uncle Richard was a gay man, and my Uncle Richard would take us to church camp every year. And on the way, though, we would stop at different stores, and he worked at Borders Books. I'd get like a couple books to read on the trip, and then, you know, he'd go to this store and we'd get our camping supplies. And so we walked into the store in Lakewood, and I was like, oh, this is different. It had kind of like a surfer vibe. And then I was like, oh, that's interesting leather stuff over there. Okay. And so I like walk up to the DVD section. I'm like, I wonder if they got like, Forrest Gump. And then like, I look at the front, I'm like, I've never heard of this movie. And I flipped it to the back. And it was exactly what you think it might be. It was graphic on the back. And all of a sudden, it was like when you realize where you are. And I slowly pulled back. And I was like, oh, that's a leather mask. Oh, that looks like human anatomy over there. Oh, my God. And my uncle thought it was the funniest damn thing ever. And he was right. Because my head was spinning. I was like, what? Where am I? And I went over to Richard. I was like, hey, buddy, are we where I think I am? He's like, yes, we are. And I was like, all right.
If you hit Omaha enough times, Mac, it's not going to do anything for him. Yeah. You know that, right?
Mac's hoping.
Mac's like, I'll just keep pressing the button.
Let's go with, okay. This is the week of all too soon 2026 mock drafts. We've seen, I think there's six different quarterbacks that I've seen mocked as first rounders next year. Although there's strong concentric circles around like three or four of them. If you had to stake claim on one college quarterback to be the number one pick by the Cleveland Browns next year in the draft, who would it be?
I guess Sellers.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I'd go with Drew Aller.
I figured that would be the case with you. I'm not as high on Drew as you are. I can't get that. I can't get their playoff game out of my mind.
My biggest doubt about Drew is his head coach. That guy, I mean, he ruined Hackenberg. He's ruined every great quarterback prospect that he's actually got there. So don't love that part of it. But I also, the kid who's just transferred to Indiana, Mendoza, I think is a really interesting prospect. Although that now feels like a football hipster thing to say.
Yeah.
And probably the third one. If I couldn't choose Aller, it'd probably be Mendoza or Klubnik.
People love Klubnik. We're watching a lot of ACC football, aren't we?
I think Klubnik is everything that people think Nussmeier is.
I saw Jordan Reed already mocked him to the Browns next year. Can I tell you what I learned yesterday that I didn't put together in my head? Do you know who the offensive coordinator of the Saints is?
Oh, I should know this.
Mac, do you know who the offensive coordinator of the Saints is?
Isn't it Garrett Nussmeier's dad?
That's right. Yeah. Mm. Nussmeier's dad is the offensive coordinator of the Saints. Why is not everyone in the world mocking him to the Saints? It's not LeBron playing with his father, but we've never had.
But it's a New Orleans kid going to New Orleans being coached by his dad. Yeah.
Like that connection's just going to overtake the draft conversation at some point.
Yeah.
Wild development. Didn't know that until yesterday. All right. There was a fan that fell yesterday at PNC Ballpark.
Yeah,
the update is critical condition for this fan. When you first saw it, everyone the game completely stopped. People first thought the fan intentionally did this. They thought he just intentionally threw himself over. According to the Pittsburgh Public Safety, which includes the police and the EMS, they said that like they're treating it as it was an accident. He fell off the 21-foot-tall. You know, it's a wall that's in memory of Roberto Clemente. That's why it's 21 feet tall. He was number 21. I don't know what you do with this. I don't know what the end result is, but if you can fall over a railing and it be accidental, feels like we should either raise the railing or not put someone in that situation. But I don't know where I stand on it.
Or is this the first time it's happened since the park opened?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Or we just realized.
Did we just treat it as a one-off?
Yeah, I think that's where you are. Yeah. Although I do think it was pretty despicable how people on social media, one accused other people around him of pushing him over. There were so many conspiracy theories about this.
It went right to suicide. For some reason, it went right to him unaliving himself.
Now, I was pretty like blown away that he was in critical condition because it looks more like he just fell on his legs than anything. But, it's a scary situation. But I think every time something happens, it's like we're trying to parent each other. There has to be some. I don't think there has to be an outcome here. I think it's just I think it's just a tragic accident, and hopefully the person recovers.
Well, it's like every now and then you hear about someone falling off of like escalators or something like that, really high up. And I always think to myself, I'm like, it seems like a really easy thing to be able to do while drinking an absolute ton.
My oldest kid, terrified of escalators. She's gotten better about it now.
I think that's smart to be scared of escalators at that point.
Up until, this started in Charlotte, and we tried to get her to go up escalators. And I mean, in the middle of the mall, just meltdown, just panic meltdown. Elevators, not a problem. Escalators, and now she'll go down. She's still a little concerned about going up the escalator.
She worried about it malfunctioning?
I don't think that's it. She's just very convinced she's going to fall off of it. She's terrified of heights, just like her dad is.
I was gonna say you are, yeah.
Although I'm not afraid of escalators. So I was stymied by it. For the first 5 years she was dealing with it, I was like, I don't understand this fear. It's a moving sidewalk. It's okay. But we support her, and she's doing better. She's doing better.
It's good to hear.
That sounded like there's don't love that. Frank Schwab. NFL and sports betting for Yahoo Sports. He joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns quarterback plan. Is it forcing it or is it not forcing it? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.